Another air-scrubbing storm has just passed through Salt Lake City, but Tom Hemmersmeyer is still thinking about clean cars.
We're going to take a look at a 2013 Kia Optima Hybrid.
Hemmersmeyer is general manager of one of Jerry Seiner's car dealerships. He says smoggy air is already driving customers to low-smog models. The rear window sticker lists the car features, including the federal government smog rating, and Hemmersmeyer points to it right next to the miles per gallon average.
It's a smog-rated vehicle, has a 8 rating by the manufacturer, which means it's one of the cleanest vehicles on the road.
Hemmersmeyer is, like many people, dismayed by the Salt Lake Valley's air pollution. Winter smog aggravates his son's asthma, and that makes it personal for the car dealer.
I think we all have a responsibility to the environment, so yeah, we certainly feel better about selling cars that are cleaner for the environment, as well as the consumer feels better about their purchase, that they're making a difference.
Cars, trucks, and the gasoline they run on generate more than half of northern Utah's pollution. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has approved new clean car, clean fuel regulations called Tier 3. People started talking about it here at the Utah Department of Environmental Quality around a year ago.
Tier 3 is proposed to start with the 2017 vehicle model year and to have a new fuel that accompanies it.
Glade Sowards works for the state's air quality agency. He's an expert on these tailpipe controls.
Tier 3 is both vehicles and fuels. And not only do you get the benefit over time as more of those new vehicles are sold, but you get an immediate benefit from lower sulfur fuel that is burned in our existing fleet.
Sowards explains that under Tier 3, refineries must cut the sulfur content in gasoline from 30 parts per million to 10. Car makers must crank out more clean exhaust vehicles. A new car would cost around $72 more, EPA officials say, and gas will cost under a penny a gallon more. Sowards says the cars and trucks of 2025 are expected to pollute 80% less.
It's just so much bigger than most of the strategies we've looked at. It stands out, stands alone as about the most important thing we can do.
Sowards isn't alone. Bob Groh is helping to guide the state's air quality through the planning think tank Envision Utah and Governor Gary Herbert's Clean Air Action Team. Groh talks about an EPA map showing how Tier 3 would help northern Utah more than anywhere else.
Just imagine what it would be like in Envision today if 4/5 of the cars were just shut off. That's how much difference that standard would make.
Groh wants to jumpstart Tier 3 ahead of EPA's timetable.
We need to fix this problem quickly. We can't have it fester for years while we struggle to just get under the line. We need to find a way to actually drive down the levels of pollutants in our air so that we can have new businesses here, so our children can have jobs, so that we are all comfortable that we're meeting health standards, so that people can enjoy themselves even on wintry days if they want to go out and exercise. For all sorts of reasons, we need to fix this.
But Utah refineries fret about costs, since they've already spent around $1 billion in the past decade to clean up their operations. Mike Aston is general manager for the Holly Frontier Refinery. He doubts Tier 3 fuels will come to Utah sooner than other states.
Well, the governor has indicated that he'd like us to provide that at an earlier date, but it's not a matter of going out and turning the dial down on the sulfur. It would actually require some additional facilities.
Holly is already producing gasoline that is cleaner than current standards. But Aston says the refinery would have to spend another $100 million to cut sulfur even further. And running that new equipment would cause even more emissions. Aston says that's not allowed under Holly's state pollution permits.
So we don't have the emissions capacity to add more equipment beyond what we currently have permitted.
State leaders worry that clean fuel might detour Utah because of quirks in EPA's regulations. One rule lets small refineries like Utah's put off the clean gas requirement for 3 years. Another allows petroleum companies to average the sulfur content in their gas among all of their refineries. So there's no guaranteeing the gasoline coming to Utah would be Tier 3 clean.
EPA has determined that no state benefits more from Tier 3 cars and fuels than Utah. And yet there's a provision in the proposed rule that would largely deny Utah the benefits.
That's Alan Matheson, Herbert's environmental advisor and negotiator in chief. He's been talking with EPA officials about a regulatory deal. He's also spoken with refinery operators about voluntary sulfur reductions and state incentives. Matheson says Governor Herbert wants Tier 3 gas in Utah as soon as possible.
We're going to take steps on wood burning and commercial sources and industrial sources, and that's good. But if we're really going to make a difference, we have to get those people as they drive to contribute less to our air pollution problem.
Tom Hemmersmeyer is back at the dealership. He thumbs through a printout of cars with smog ratings of 8, 9, or 10. Hemmersmeyer points out that these cars are Tier 3 clean now.
The great thing is within each segment or size car, there's vehicles that have a high smog rating. So the Chevrolet Spark, we also offer the Nissan.
Minivans, sports cars, sedans, heavy-duty trucks. Hemmersmeyer's printout includes more than 100 cars and trucks that already meet Tier 3 pollution standards. And the Utahns who buy them are helping to clean up the air. Judy Fays, KUER News.